USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A key government agency will allow a transition to begin. The General Services Administration formally recognized Joe Biden as the winner of the 2020 presidential election Monday, allowing a transition to start. President-elect Biden will now be able to work with federal agencies to plan staffing. President Trump announced the move Monday in a tweet, adding that he was not conceding the race, as his campaign still has a number of challenges in several states working their way through the courts. Wall Street reacted positively Monday to news that AstraZeneca's COVID vaccine has shown promising results in its late-stage trials. All three major indices closed up on the day, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average leading the way. It closed up 327 points to gain 1.1% on the day. The S&P 500 finished up 20 points, while the NASDAQ rose 25. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy, because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
A third promising coronavirus vaccine was announced Monday. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Another one of President Trump's Operation Warp Speed participants, AstraZeneca, has announced their COVID-19 vaccine is 90% effective in late-stage trials. That now makes three vaccines that could be delivered as early as 2 weeks.
I would expect maybe on day two after approval, on the 11th or on the 12th of December, hopefully, the first people will be immunized across the United States. With the level of efficacy we have, 95%, 70% or so of the population being immunized would allow for true herd immunity to take place.
Operation Warp Speed's Dr. Moncef Slaoui on CNN says herd immunity could be accomplished in the U.S. by May of 2021 if 70% of Americans get the vaccine. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
An Arizona grandmother who went viral after inviting a stranger to Thanksgiving just reunited with that stranger for the fifth straight year. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
A grandmother from Arizona who went viral after accidentally inviting the wrong teenager to Thanksgiving celebrated the holiday with him for the fifth year in a row this week. Wanda Dench and Jamal Hinton gathered for a Thanksgiving dinner in Mesa, Arizona, with Hinton's girlfriend and Dench's daughter and grandson. Missing from the table was Dench's husband, who died earlier this year from COVID-19 complications. The group held the Thanksgiving celebration on Friday so they could all get tested for COVID-19 before making the holiday on Thursday with their respective families. In November of 2016, Dench accidentally sent a text to Hinton inviting him over for Thanksgiving instead of her own grandson. Hinton asked who she was, to which she responded, "Your grandma." She sent a picture of herself, and Hinton told the woman, "You're not my grandma. Can I still have a plate, though?" The woman replied, "Of course you can." From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And California Senator Dianne Feinstein says she will step down from her position as the ranking Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee. The 87-year-old Feinstein didn't give a reason for stepping aside, but said in a statement that she would continue to serve on the Judiciary, Appropriation, and Intelligence Committees in the next Congress. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.